Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Dick Smith. Batting second, the second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting third, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth, the catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting second, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth, the catcher, Tom Holler. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Billy O'Dell. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy O'Dell. And now, play ball. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off O'Dell, and towards Hiller, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Hiller reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Dell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport takes first base on ball four. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell hits a fly ball into center field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hiller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Christopher moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0 for 1 in the game. Stallard is hit by the pitch. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Cannell reaches second base with a double. Stallard moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Davenport reaches third base with a triple. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snider pinch hits for Bobby Bolin. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davenport scores. Pagan moves to third. It's 2-1, Mets. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Snider moves to second. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alu is 0 for 2 in the game. Alu strikes out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hiller for the out. Pagan scores. Snider moves to third. Two outs. It's Mets, 2, Giants, 2. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a line drive into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops it up and throws to first, with Stallard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stallard hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Frank Thomas. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Cannell moves to second. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Tim Harkness now playing first base. Dick Smith now playing left field. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pagan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christopher moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan bunts towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Christopher moves to third. Hickman moves to second. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Smith reaches second base with a double. Christopher scores. Hickman scores. It's 4-2, Mets. Bob Shaw now pitching. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Larry Bearnerth. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive towards third. Davenport reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cannell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-3 in the game. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou pinch hits for Jose Pagan. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.